I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy? Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
If you want the best coverage from the farm system to the front office, then you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Rangers Today Baseball Podcast, now on the Dub Network. Here are your hosts, Jeff and John.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Rangers Today Baseball Podcast. This is episode number 100, and today we decided we're going to do something a little different.
Yeah.
What we wanted to do on episode 100 is go back when this thing started, when Jeff and I got together and we started this thing. Actually, Jeff started on your own when you started the Substack. This was right after you, the place that shall not be named, and you left there.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't even cover the Rangers anymore, by the
right.
way.
Right, what an embarrassment.
Yeah. In any case, I'll never forget it. We were standing up outside the dugout.
Yeah.
We were sitting there talking. Jeff and I had gotten to know each other. My wife had gone with me to spring training. We were at spring training. We had beers and talked, and we knew each other, but we didn't really know each other. And we'd started to talk and have fun, and I knew I was going to get Jeff on my old podcast. And then we just sat there talking, and just out of the blue, I was like, you ever thought of doing a podcast?
Yeah.
And you had.
I had, but the old place said, oh, it's too much work. And I don't know, maybe it's just you, but you make it look pretty easy. I mean, but you do all the legwork here and have from the start. So, you know, I don't know if I deserve
it. It's not that hard.
Yeah, I don't deserve the credit that you keep throwing on me because you do it all.
Well, no, let me talk. And we're going to go over our favorite episodes, and that's why you get the credit on this. First of all, you've got the book that came out that you wrote, because you write, I mean, look, y'all saw my armchair GM came out yesterday. A lot of editing goes into that, believe me, that he has to correct a lot of stuff. I'm not the writer. That I have my ideas is what I have, but I'm not
idea
a writer.
Man. Yeah.
Huh?
You're an idea man.
I'm an idea man. I'm not a writer. But, so we were standing there in front of that dugout, we're talking, and then it immediately when you said no and you wanted to, I thought, you know, I've always wanted a co-host.
Yeah.
Because every episode I had ever done that had the most, you know, and it's nothing like you and I get, but I'd built a little thing that was going pretty good.
All right.
And I was like, but every great episode I had guests on. And why? Because you could just sit there and talk.
Yeah.
And you could talk about it. It's not just you. And so immediately the wheels went in motion. I said, we ought to do this. And you said, hey, I've wanted to. And you knew it was a way to outlet the Substack.
Yeah.
And you could do that.
Yeah.
TR had jumped on board. He had just started with you, immediately started on, which, I mean, you were already credible, but that helped.
Oh, yeah.
TR jumping on was great, and he just was like, hey, because TR backs all you guys. I mean, you guys were beat writers making a living. He knew what the hell was happening over there, and he was ready to go, and I was like, well, let's do this. So we started it off, and guys, it was this whole process talking to the guys that I had dealt with. We had to make sure I was going to get credentialed and all of that. We got that all squared away. John and them did it. But I'll never forget, on a Friday, I let the old people know, hey, I'm ready to let this go. And they didn't even pay me. But I was like, if you need me to give you 2 weeks, whatever. The guy, I give him credit. He was cool. He said, no, congratulations.
Okay.
Go do it. And episode one was like the next Tuesday. And the very first, it's the one I want to talk about. We're going to go back over the 100. I want to talk about
not all 100.
Not all 100, but our favorites.
Yeah.
Our favorite episodes. And by the way, eventually, guys, if you're watching this on YouTube, I think we are going to do some kind of clip episode maybe to get the out of the 100. But number one, I knew what I had done when I said, let's do number one. And you said, okay, well, I've got John Daniels is going to be on number one.
Yeah.
I had met John. Say I met him. I'd been there to interview John when you guys had interviewed him. Never got a picture in. I mean, never got a question in. He probably saw my face, didn't know who I was. That's when I met John.
Okay.
That was cool. Yeah. And I knew right away, this was a good move.
Yeah, you know, I guess it's a good thing when these guys say, I'll do it. I think that means that I'm not their enemy.
No.
You know? That they know I'm not going to hold their nuts to the fire or anything. And, you know, I never try to, I mean, I have to ask hard questions at times, but I don't, you know, I'm pretty laid back. I don't push the issue. You know, I go in there and I get my answers. I don't try to get war and peace out of them, you know? And
right.
I kind of think they appreciate that, you know, I mean, like, you know,
they
don't want to, nobody likes to talk about a blown save or, you know, an error that, like Elvis Anderson 2015 game five when he made the two errors and in that inning and was just crushed. And, you know, he talked. And these guys are professional enough and they'll do it, but they don't want to.
Right.
So why prolong their misery? So
exactly.
But then, you know, then this kind of caught on, you know, and I think the big thing that I didn't expect was that these guys watched the minor leaguers.
Yeah,
that we have on. They want to make sure that these guys are saying the right things.
Right.
And
I think they love that we do that.
And some of them have, you know, come out of their shells. And, you know, we've asked for recommendations. And, you know, is this guy a good talker? Or, you know, is this guy's English good enough? And things like that. And they'll say no or I'd stay away from him or whatever. But they do enjoy seeing what the guys have to say. And it's media training, you know, to an extent too, because when they do get to the major leagues,
they get microphones are in their face after every game in the major leagues. Right. They're not in the minor leagues.
Yeah, I mean, we'll talk about this a little bit later. But one of your favorite episodes I know is when we had Evan Carter on for the first time. We've had him on twice, and you know, he gets called up. And he's pretty comfortable because he knew us and I think he was relieved to see us there. And
yeah.
Because of the several times we'd interviewed him either in person at Frisco or spring training or on the podcast. And
absolutely.
And then geez, he was swarmed, you know, during the postseason and he handled it great.
Yep.
You know, and everybody just kind of, he's just an aw shucks young kid and, you know, people were charmed by it, I think. And, But the, you know, we haven't done it alone. You know, you've been a huge help. The Rangers PR staff, media relations staff has been very helpful, starting with John Blake and Rich Rice. And
who have absolutely been great.
Will Nadell helped us out a lot this year.
And Joel Perez.
Joel Perez, who's our producer. And, you know, I'd be remiss to not thank Roxo Media House for what they did for us and helping us and
initially, absolutely.
Initially, I mean, I won't thank everybody there because I don't like everybody there, but the ones I do like know who they are and appreciate their help. And then, you know, Premier Properties, your 9 to 5, and the help that we get from Karen is really, really, really nice. And you know, there are a lot of other people to thank along the way, but
this thing, this podcast, I've got to thank. It's the best Texas Ranger coverage podcast there is because of the people we had on. And I knew when we got JD, that was great, But, you know, I want to revert back to, of all the episodes, this is episode 100. It's amazing we're here already. I never got close to that with the old podcast. But we've stayed at it. We've been a little over 2 years. We've almost gone every week. Yeah. Almost every week.
Most weeks, yeah.
And we took the 4 weeks. We weren't off during the 4 weeks of the postseason, right. But we knew we've always been able to get guests on here, and we just knew it was going to be tougher.
Right.
Well, I had on my old podcast, I was able to get a few guests. You were going to eventually come on. I'd had on Kennedy, a beat writer, TR, come on. But I had never really, the players I had gotten was kind of getting to know them. And I had like Taylor Hearn on and stuff like that. But I didn't have the manager. We didn't come on. I couldn't pull that deal. So number seven was big for me too. We had done number one with JD. Our second episode was Josh Young, by the way. And he was sitting in that hotel room playing. Yeah, and was he in Double A then, or
they were? He was with Round Rock, and they were having technical difficulties. I think they were in El Paso.
Bad Wi-Fi. It was horrible Wi-Fi during that. But Chris Woodward, we had the manager of the Texas Rangers on.
Right.
On episode number seven, you can go back and watch. When I list these, you'll know which ones they are if you want to go back and listen to them or watch them. That was the first time we had Chris Woodward, and I knew, okay, we've had on the general manager, and we've had on the manager.
Yeah.
Jeff's got some pull. And look, you did have the pull. Look, John and Rich became closer to me because I was associated with you. They've been great with me since then. And known that I was a part of Rangers Today because they like Rangers Today. They do like Rangers Today.
Yeah.
And so, but when we got Chris Woodward on, I was like, okay, this is the best thing I ever did.
Yeah.
Moving over here. No offense to where I was, but I don't have to worry about trying to scramble. I could bring it up, and I would bring up guests to you and go, maybe we ought to try this guy. Guys, I'm not kidding. It's so great. I would go, hey, let's try Chris Young. And you would call me back either that day or the next day and go, I talked to Chris maybe in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But he really can't what they're doing now. And I was like, I can't even believe you've already talked to Chris Young. And this is a possibility. And now we've got it lined up. What about you? Any stick out?
Well, you know, it's more like the guests, I think, for me. And you know, we've obviously, and this is timely because he just got a job with the Angels, but we had Ron Washington on earlier this year, and you know, Wash was my first manager. I'm on number four now. He's taught me a lot about the game, and he's just a good man. And you know,
was huge for me, by the way.
And you know, and when he got the job, it's pretty funny. The Angels' job. I'd texted him that he said he didn't. You know, the news broke that he had interviewed, and I interviewed him the night before, or I texted him the night before. I said, "How's this going?" And he goes, "I nailed the interview." You know, he knew he nailed the interview. So then next day is, I guess, last Wednesday. He's flying home, and the news breaks. So I sent him a text. Well, he was on a plane, and he had no idea that he'd been hired.
Right.
And so he didn't know that he was the new Angels manager until he landed. Just because people had been sending him texts and everything, and he was like, he had no idea. And the Angels didn't even call him until like 9 o'clock that night. Anyway, he was introduced yesterday, but you know, he's always wanted to manage again. It didn't end well with the Rangers. You know, whatever happened. But this is a good man.
He deserved another chance.
He deserved it. He repaired his image. You know, he's beloved, and everywhere he's been, he's beloved. And
players freaking love him.
Yeah. So you know, having Wash on was a big deal for me. And you know, he called me Saturday night, and we talked about the job and. You know, it was my wife's birthday, and we're celebrating. And Ron Washington called. I was like, "Well, I got to talk to the. I got to take this." and you know, it's happy birthday, honey. But
yeah, Ron didn't call me.
I'm talking to Wash. But you know, Wash has been a favorite of mine. Kip Fagg has been fantastic. The two times he's been on,
I've got him number 44. That's number 44. That's the first time.
And 89. Yeah, he just talks ball, and he talks about the draft, and he teaches you things you don't know about it, and. And that's important because I know a lot of people, yeah, I mean, we can use Evan Carter again as the example. If we'd had this in 2020 and we had Kip on, he would have explained the Evan Carter thing.
The whole thing.
And people would have been like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, and
but so, let's be honest, if 2020, yes, even with COVID. So, yeah, you're right.
I'm just saying.
Because Evan Carter wouldn't have been a second-round pick had COVID not happened.
Right, and I think everybody sees that now.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
You know, kind of favorite guys that we had. I think Blaine Crim is one of our favorites because he's He came on from Puerto Rico. You know, he's in the Dominican now. I don't know if he's got a good Wi-Fi down there, but we might as well try. And then
Holland, the first time we had Derek Holland on, he a little controversial. Some people didn't like his answers, but he was hysterical. And I'll always remember the line he said. And he was not a big mask guy for all the COVID people. Look, I don't care which way you lean on that. It's not my big deal. But when he said, if I cut a fart and you can smell it, the mask isn't working. And I'll just always remember how funny I thought that was.
Well, that's a good point.
And it was a good point.
And then you know, even our recent episodes, I really enjoyed Aiden Curry.
Yes.
Getting to know him. And then I'd seen him, of course, in spring training. I think I met him just
today. He was so good.
He was really good. And he's kind of on the right trajectory. So it's just, you know, kind of guys like that. And then, you know, we've interviewed guys who are no longer with the organization.
Absolutely.
Cole Reagans and Tommy Sajacy and TK Roby all had come on the show twice. And,
right.
You know, you kind of, you know, you hate to see him go. And yeah. But you wish them well because they're going to get an opportunity that they probably didn't have here.
It's very rare that the guys we have talked to are well thought of, and so well thought of that if they're not in this organization, I don't think there's anybody that's not in this organization because they got released or let go, really. Well, some of them were DFA'd from the big league level, but they had already made it to the big league level. But what I'm talking about, when they were minor leaguers, they were used in a trade. That means other people valued them enough to take them on to make a trade. So JC was one of them who's now top five in their organization. He would be top five here probably too, the way he hit. And TK Roby has jumped up in there, but everybody the minor league guys, and we'll get back at it again. We got a lot of minor league guys that we'll get back on. There's new ones in the system. We've had on Wyatt Langford.
Yeah.
That's one of my great things that I love about this show too, is that we have gone to guys relatively quickly after they've come into the organization.
Yeah.
We did it with Bochy the day he had his press conference.
Right.
We did it with, that was episode, what was Bochy?
58.
58. Go back and watch that one. That was the day he was hired. One of my favorites is it 63 that we had? 63 had, in studio, we had
Mike Maddux. Yeah.
And then that day, later that day, we had Jacob DeGrom.
Right. That was a busy day.
We were back and forth. We were going to and from the, and that was a fun one, but that's also breaking news.
Yeah, and we had Nathan Eovaldi on also. The day he signed,
right?
So you know, that's pretty helpful. You know, to and they're not the in depth ones that we like to do. You know, hey, you know, what's your favorite food? And tell us something we don't, you know, people don't know about you. But
you can't keep them good enough.
You know, they're kind of making the rounds. They're going from radio show to TV to us. You know,
but the Rangers hooked it up.
It's nice to be included in that.
Absolutely.
But probably the newsiest one. I mean, that's obviously big news. But the news, really, the newsiest one might have been when we had Tony Beasley on.
Yes, it was the day after
episode 48. It was
2 days or
2 days. Shoot, it was their first day of their road trip in Minnesota
when he had just Woodward had been fired.
He'd just gotten the job. His head was spinning. Everybody's head was really spinning because John Daniels also had gotten fired, and so there was the.
He was in that hotel room.
He was in his hotel room, but he was all of a sudden, you know, it was him and Chris Young were the face of the what was going on.
Right.
And, you know, he had been given marching orders of what to do. I think he handled them to the best of his ability. I think if Bruce Bochy hadn't been available, that Tony Beasley would have really been a serious candidate. But he did get an interview.
Yes, he did.
But, you know,
and deservedly.
And even he acknowledged, like, the day after they hired Bochy, I called him. I was at a TCU game. And I called him, and he said, I mean, it's Bruce Bochy. Are you kidding me? You know?
Yeah.
And so,
that's
but,
funny,
but he's such a good guy. And, but yeah, that I'd say that was probably our like hardest news
breaking news
episode.
I think the only one that actual news broke during the interview was when we were doing Cody Freeman
was
the catcher. And as we were talking to Cody Freeman, news came out that Bruce Bochy had just been hired by the Texas Rangers, and we got to break the news to Cody Freeman.
Yeah. I don't know. You might have seen me in that episode
looking away.
Look at my text, and then I might have shown you.
You showed me, and I had seen it, and I was like going, okay, we got to somehow bring this up.
And then I think I might have tweeted during the show, but You know, these are just kind of fun things that happen. But, you know, that's the thing about baseball. Baseball's supposed to be fun. Even when the team is shitty. And we had a lot of bad baseball that to talk about for
we did.
The first probably 70 episodes.
At least,
You know, and you know, these things happen in cycles. You have to be patient. You never know who's going to hit as a prospect. You never know who's going to be signed, you know. I mean,
right.
Who could have expected Corey Seager and Marcus Semien to sign?
No.
You know, and so.
And we weren't doing the show then, so that was.
Yeah, no, we were. Yeah, that was the December of 21.
That's right. But they were signed, and then the Rangers couldn't make contact. That's
because
what it was.
They went into the lockout.
They went into the lockout, and they weren't allowed to set it up where we could do an interview with them.
Yeah.
That's right. And still to this day, though, neither one of them, I think both of those guys will eventually be on this show, but I also understand the way they are now.
Yeah. Like
one of them just was who got the Hustle and
Heart and Hustle Award.
Heart and Marcus Hustle Award.
Simeon, yeah.
And guys, Seager likes Jeff. He does like Jeff. He is not he just doesn't seem like a podcast guy. I don't think.
Yeah,
He doesn't want to spend more than 10 minutes doing anything.
I don't think he wants to spend more than 5 minutes talking to the media. But
right. But you had to sit down and do a big feature.
I've done a couple stories on him for the Rangers, and you know, he was definitely more comfortable this year than he was last year.
Sure.
He's going to get more comfortable, I think, going forward. Of course, now he's this, you know, World Series hero. He can you know, name a street after him in this town for doing what he did, and.
That's the guy that gets a statue.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, I'd love to have Adolis on. You know, he's getting more comfortable with his English.
Yeah,
that'd be fun. Leody Taveras is
his English is really good. I think
really
I think
good.
He could
Jose Leclerc would be really good to have on.
Yeah, he's really speaking.
Yeah, I think I mentioned this in one of our episodes during the postseason. They speak Spanish in front of a national audience because they don't want to say something that's incorrect and gets misinterpreted and sounds wrong and makes them look foolish or makes them look like they're picking a fight with somebody or whatever it is. You
absolutely.
Know? And that's fine. You know, they can speak English. They do speak English.
Yes.
For somebody who doesn't speak Spanish fluently, and I know you don't.
I don't. No.
For anybody to say, oh, they should be speaking English, it's garbage.
Yeah.
You know, they need to, they're at least representing the team, and they want to do it the right way, and they want to represent themselves the correct way. So
they don't want to be misinterpreted.
Let them speak in their where they're most comfortable. You know, it's a service they're doing to the media, honestly, and nobody should complain about stuff like that.
Not at all. And I think one of the you know what I really loved about this, and a lot of players, you guys don't see it. But like, especially with the new studio, we haven't had anybody in studio yet. But we do a Zoom call.
Yeah.
We get the guys on to do it to a Zoom with them and all of that. You don't see the before we're recording and the after we're recording, when these guys are just laughing and yucking and they've had a great time.
Yeah,
and they have had fun, and that's why. And you know what? When I knew this was really good too, was when there were certain people we would have on and they would go, "Yeah, I have. I've seen a couple episodes."
Yeah,
'cause when you approach me and people have talked about it and done that, and the players watch it. I know the front office watches it.
Right.
They keep up with it to see what's going on. And I'll tell you when the front office really watches it is when we have on a minor league.
Yeah.
And don't blame them. I don't blame them at all. They want to make sure the kid sounds cool, you know, good, and didn't say anything that sounds wrong or anything like that. Although they trust us to know that we're not here to burn anyone.
Yeah. And, you know, and I think one thing that has shown through on our show that the organization strives to do is to sign quality people.
Sure.
And, you know, all of these minor leaguers are just great, great kids.
Right.
And so are the players. I mean, you know, John Gray, who we've had on twice, he's unique. You know, I mean, he's a gamer.
Yes.
But, you know, he also was the Rangers Roberto Clemente Award nominee for what he does
in the community.
And you know, he was just he's been recognized as the Bob Feller winner, which goes to the major league player who helps support the military the most.
Right.
He brings soldiers and families to
games. Yeah, he's done that a few times, yeah.
And then he also, he and his wife support what's called the Pawful Rescue, I believe is what it is. And it's about dogs and rescue dogs.
Yeah.
And John Gray loves dogs. He had dogs growing up. I think we'll have him on again, I'm sure, in spring training. He has 4 Yorkshire Terriers. And
those little Yorkies.
And, I mean, he's this big guy who is worn a mohawk and throws the ball hard. And he has dogs that are about this big.
Yep.
And he has a lot of them, and he loves them.
And he loves the heck out of them.
And you know, it's just kind of funny stuff. But, you know, the Rangers signed him as a free agent the same day they signed Seager and Semien. And it's about the guy, about the work ethic. And, you know, you can go up and down our list of guests. And they're all a fit in that regard. And,
you know, we've never had someone on that afterwards I was like, good Lord, that was brutal.
Yeah.
Because there are personalities out there where they are just not.
Yeah.
They're whether they're surly or they just don't have a personality. And
yeah, they wouldn't do it in the first place. Yeah. I think. But the Rangers don't have those guys.
No.
You know, I just am. It's really something that Chris Young believes in, John Daniels believed in it, that if you're a good guy and a good teammate, you're going to have a better team. And,
yep.
If, you know, you look at just look at the guys. Look at the guys who did well in the postseason and who've done well in the minor leagues. And, yeah, you know, Wyatt Langford, he's getting his feet wet. He's an intense guy. You know, he's going to loosen up.
Yep.
But he was good. He was a good guest.
He was a great guest.
We've had Aaron Zavala on, another intense guy, and he's been good.
We even go to the past. We had on when we had Colby in studio. We've had Michael Young and Ian Kinsler on, and they were so much fun to talk to.
Yeah, and Colby, when Colby was a player, he you know, his post-start interviews were usually pretty short, and if he hadn't pitched well, you could tell he didn't want to be there. But Colby's just a great guy. I mean, he's a family guy. You can talk to him about his history sometime if you get to know him and his family's history, and just a super guy. And then Michael and Ian, you know Michael's family first. I mean, that's why he took the leave from the Phillies when he didn't in his last year there. And I've known these guys for a while too, and
yes,
and so there are some places we haven't gone yet that we need to tap into. And we haven't had Eric Nadel on, for instance. And
in this year, I've already talked to Eric.
Yeah.
Eric said anytime, but we know what Eric was dealing with this year, and it was not the time to bug Eric. Mental health is something that has affected my family. My oldest son went through a time when he was dealing with some stuff, and so you have to tap around that, and you don't want to bug.
But he also has been an advocate of it, and in his statements that he released, he was, bringing awareness to it, and that's something he might want to do. But this guy spent 45 years as 45 years at the Rangers.
He finally got his
World Series, and so close, obviously, previously, but
that call was fantastic.
Yeah, but he knows, and
this guy is not a dream.
He knows a lot of guys and has great stories to tell.
Hixie, we got to get Hixie on. We've had on Jared. A lot of the media guys we've had on, they're great. The media guys who spend time talking.
Yeah,
especially the radio TV personalities, because between Emily and Jared, and we've had on CJ,
who's Dave Raymond a couple
Dave
times.
Dave Raymond's fun to have
hilarious.
On.
Hilarious.
Yeah. They're great, but they're used to doing that.
Yeah.
And that makes it fun for them. So I know Eric will be fantastic. And when I talked to Eric, I was in the elevator, and I said, hey, Jeff and I really want to get you on. He goes, anytime, just let me know. And I knew we were good.
Yeah.
So now it's just a matter of let's make that time, and get it to go. I knew Eric would come on. Matt Hixie's somebody we got to get on to. Hicks is fun. We're both theater dads, so we got that in common.
Yeah, the thing I don't understand about Matt Hicks is why he was in the minor league so long, and I've never asked him. He's so good.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
He's so good, and it's and I'm sure hey, he was probably having a great time doing it, but this guy. Great.
He's fantastic.
And so,
you ever talk to him down by the dugout too? He's just so much fun to talk to.
Yeah. We're to the point now where we've had a lot of guys on twice. We've had John Daniels on three times, though we hit it under the third appearance under the guise of do it for dirt.
Right.
And that's another thing, you know, I want to help guys who have causes.
Yeah.
I mean, do Jared, it for dirt. That's one why of my Jared causes. Did Jared his... Sandler's been on. Dane Dunning was on for his. Derek Holland talked about his charity. So, you know, Michael Young has charities. These, you know, but some of them keep it more quiet than others, and that's fine.
Right.
But if they have something, this show we want to help them.
Has a link to do it for dirt.
Yeah.
And you're on the sit on the board of it. I've become really active in it just through y'all, and I've been all on board for do it for dirt before you and I ever even did this.
Sure,
just because I knew who Richard. I didn't know Richard. I knew who Richard was. Yeah. Richard was one of my guys. I like to read and do all of that. And just remember how upset I was when that happened. I just felt horrible for him and his family. So it was easy to get involved with Do It for Durrett. And I would, you know, buy stuff and do things like that. Now it's just fun to be a part of it, playing the golf tournament and have a lot of fun. But this show got 100 episodes. And look, you know, another one, there are guys too where you kind of see their personality and you're like, I think that guy might be a good one. And Travis Jankowski was one of my favorites.
Great.
We had started to, you know, he was not an everyday starter. He was a World Series hero. He was a big part of this team all season long with what he did.
Yeah.
And it was just, I'd gotten to kind of talk to him a couple times at his, you'd be at his locker, you're waiting around for guys before games or whatever. And he would just start, we'd just be talking about stuff, you know, and we're both people of faith and all of that. And we were just talking about that. Man, he was fantastic.
Yeah.
Had the new baby. He had adopted the son. He was just having so much fun.
Yeah, the Quakers. That's a pretty good one. He's from Quaker country. And his son was mimicking the sound of the horses on the streets as they come by in the buggies. but, you know, I mean, when we started this, the Rangers were in the midst of a 102 loss season.
Oh, my gosh.
We're at episode 100, and they're now world champions.
Oh, my gosh.
And episode 99.
That was my favorite.
I mean, it's Josh Spores, who's another guy who
was great.
A terrific personality.
Civil War General Josh Spores. That was a funny line.
But that's how far, we talk about how far we've come.
Right. That's how far they've come.
That's how far the team has come. And
we covered the rebuild.
To be here to chronicle it at this podcast and also rangerstoday.com. $5,999 a month, $35 for 6 months, $60 for a year. We're going to have some specials coming up here the next week for like Black Friday and all that. And there might be a chance to get a book. And so anyway, but to be able to do that has been a lot of fun. And we've had a lot of support along the way. And we're always looking for more support. So if you want to hop on here and as a sponsor, sponsor one of the segments.
It's affordable sponsorship, guys.
Yeah, it's.
We are not. Let me tell you what. There's a reason Bally Sports is going out of business. Advertising is getting so expensive out there that maybe you don't have the dollars to spend on Bally Sports that you want to spend somewhere else. We get a lot of clicks. We can show you.
Yeah, we got data.
We got data that shows what we do, and it's great. And you know what? We've always wanted to be that. I remember when we first started, people started some pricing that they were trying to put out originally to advertise, and I was going, that's ridiculous pricing.
Yeah, yeah.
We want your mom and pop. That's who we love.
Yeah.
We like the little guys. Maybe you own two or three sandwich shops, and this would be fantastic to throw a little bit of money towards doing this. We've got so many different sponsorships on there that you can do and that will work. And we'll work with guys. Hey, you know what? Let's try it this way. And if it works good, we can always work in something bigger.
Yeah, but we're not looking to.
We
want to support our families, but we're not looking to rob anybody, keep anybody from supporting theirs. So.
No, absolutely. We know that the people that listen to this and follow this, and Ranger fans especially, they will back and support people that support the Rangers.
Sure.
That's just a fact. I buy stuff literally because they support the Rangers. I've done it for 50 years.
Well, I mean, that was the secret sauce behind NASCAR for so long, was brand loyalty. And
absolutely.
And, I look out at the wall and right field, and, or maybe it's moved around, but Used to be right field. And I see National Rental Car. Well, that's the place where I rent my cars from.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just little things like that that stick with you. And,
yep.
Yeah, I mean, shit, I'd love for, like, Orange Theory, my gym. Hey, that'd be great if they could sponsor us, or American Airlines, or
yeah.
But, you know, come on, let's be realistic yeah. here. And but, you know, we had help from both
minor leagues, the Double
Frisco H and Round Rock, and maybe we can work something out more with them. But
our advertising, we didn't pursue our advertising like we should have, because in the midst of getting this going, we were also supposedly had sales teams that were doing this, and we were kind of tied. But the main thing we did is we kept our show our show.
That's right.
And then when we got away and said, let's do it on our own, we can sell our own advertising.
Yeah.
And we want to work with all you guys on that. And on this 100th show, it was kind of a come to fruition. We're going to get back to the point of we want to open up and we want to partner is what we want.
Yeah.
Sure. Premier Properties has been a big partner with us. They helped us with the studio. They helped us with some spring training stuff that they've done. We want to partner with you guys. We want to be a part of, you know, these videos. If you want to see us wearing your hat, or you want to see at this table your beer company.
Yeah, product placement, I believe is what they call it, John.
And I'm telling you right now, I won't just place it. If it's a beer, I'll drink it.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And I'll let you know all about it and do that. But, guys, it's been 100.
It's been 100. This book.
There are no advertisements in this book. This is not.
Well, we didn't have anything to do with the book as far as publishing. And I just wrote all the stuff. But you know, it's available at triumphbooks.com/rangerswin. It's also on Amazon. It's at Barnes and Noble, Costco. It's out there now.
Is it number one on Amazon?
On Amazon, it's number one in like a subcategory, but number one is number one. As of yesterday, at one point, it was number 14 in all baseball books on Amazon being sold. So, get this. It's a hot, it's a good item. It's a commemorative. I mean, you know,
Got
the foreword by Michael Young, writing by Jeff Wilson. You might've heard of him.
Yeah.
But you know, look, I mean, this is a great picture they pulled of the Seager home run against in game one. And just, you know, just throughout it, there are great pictures. And, at the very least, pick up a copy, give it as a gift. And again, stay tuned next week. There might be a chance for you guys to get your hands on them. And another thing we're going to do this off season is a live show.
Yeah, we've already started to talk on that.
We're aiming for not a live show, like an in-person show, a location show.
A location show.
And
hopefully to have some people in the organization, whether they're media, maybe a player, maybe a coach, somebody will be there. But we've got to go through the Rangers.
Yeah, it'll be around the airport. DFW, not left field. And if you want, if you've got a book, you want me to sign it for some reason, I'll do it.
If you want me to sign it for any reason,
he won't do it.
I won't do it.
He's not allowed to sign the book. I think that's in the contract.
Yes.
So anyway,
I will sign your bra or your
easy.
That's it. I'll sign your t-shirt. You know,
whatever. Yeah, we're not celebrities.
I am not.
Jesus. But anyway, again, 100, we should have brought a beer to toast or something.
Nah, this is, it's been great. Guys, thank you. The numbers have started, in fact, the numbers have even increased on the old shows. People have started going back to watch some of the old stuff. But the numbers have been amazing. And when I saw the numbers from that old thing that I came from, which, by the way, I was very proud of what I had put together over there.
Sure.
But this is just a different ballgame.
Well, good. Yeah, we want it to be the best, and hopefully it is. I think it is. You know, I you know, tip of the cap to the other guys out there doing it. But we just have a little bit more sway and a different element that we can bring. And so anyway, thanks to everybody. Thanks to John. Thanks to the Rangers.
Thanks to Jeff for bringing me over here to do this.
So here's to at least 100 more, hopefully 200 or 300 more.
Well, our plans are to take this thing for a while. We want this to be – look, Bally Sports is not about to be a part of Texas Rangers anymore. Rangers Today is.
That's right.
We're not going anywhere.
So
this is a media outlet for the Texas Rangers. We're going to be here. We really came into fruition about 2.5 years ago, and – man, 2.5 years into this, we got to do an entire season, and they went to the freaking World Series.
Yeah, yeah, pretty good way to cap 100 right there.
Guys, thank you so much. We can't tell you how much we appreciate this. It means the world to us that all of you are on board with us. We want to keep this thing going. We want to see you out there. If you want a copy of this book, I will get it signed for you, I promise. Jeff will sign that book for you if you buy one. Get out there and buy it. If you want them for gifts, we'll make a plan to get it signed somewhere so you can give it away. But we can't do this without you. We appreciate it. We've done 100. And until next time, we'll see you at the yard.
There we go. All right.